Are we born in Monroe?
Yes. No, no. Collins, Ohio.
Ohio? Doesn't make a difference. Where was your dad born? Born in Monroe or no? Your dad?
Hey, yeah.
Your dad, yeah.
He was born right there in the bridge.
Press Bay?
Yeah.
What year? Yeah, what kind of jobs did your dad do way back then?
He was a fireman.
Fireman? In the row?
Yeah.
When did your dad get married about? What year, you know? I don't know. I wouldn't know that.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
No?
I wouldn't have paid that goddamn sheet. Someone took it from the house. Had it. What about that big? All the marriage license on that come up missing. I think Valerie or Chloe got it.
Where'd you used to live way back when you lived with your dad?
What?
Where'd you used to live with your dad around here? Did you live around Monroe? You know, when you lived at home? Uptown, was it?
Monroe.
Monroe?
I was 9 years old. I moved to Pine Row.
9 years old, you moved to Row? Your dad was fireman, you say?
Yeah.
How much money did he make way back then, you know? Or probably not very much.
Not very much.
But enough for back then, I imagine.
About $1.50, $1.75 an hour, I imagine.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah. Yeah. Mostly lived here, Burr Street, for a while. And I lived in Mayby.
How about some of the jobs that you used to have? How about some of the jobs that you used to have when you was younger? You know, what kind of work, stuff did you used to do?
When I was younger, I weed an onion for 75 cents a day.
Was that around here?
Yeah, Johnson's Island.
Hmm.
That's when I used to be the pier going down the lake.
The lake? Yeah. 75 cents a day? yeah. About what time was the piers around? Remember the pier down there and stuff?
Must have been about 1915 or 16.
Yeah, that's quite a while ago. Yeah. What used to be down there anyways down at the pier?
Huh?
What was down there at the pier?
Well, there was an ice cream parlor. There was a roller coaster. Ferris wheel. Beer garden. Stands.
Yeah, everything down there. Was there a club down there or something?
Yeah, there was not a hot club. And the Lotus Hotel was there.
Huh. Yeah. I heard something about it, but I didn't know exactly. Why? How did you get down there from town?
Streetcars.
Streetcars run right down here?
Here, yeah.
Was it free?
No, 5 cents.
5 cents? That was too bad, huh?
And it was busy, too. I think on holiday or Sunday, it'd be 5 streetcars going down and 5 coming back.
Was it 5? Is all you had was 5 back then? Or?
Huh?
How many do you have all together in those things?
Three cars?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know they had 10 for sure. Hmm.
They covered the whole city? Or uptown? Or did just come out here?
Yeah, I went to right your folks home.
What? Is that way uptown?
Turn around.
Oh, turn right there uptown?
Yeah. You know, the old folks home you see out there?
No.
My dad, you turn around and come back.
Where was that at? Right in town?
No, that was You know where Penny's is now? Mm-hmm. It's about right in there.
Right
there? Oh. Well, it was right in there. Because oh. There's a little cemetery in the back of that. In the back of that store.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's where the old folks owned it.
Oh. Right there where the shopping center is now, then, would be.
Huh? It?
That's right where the shopping center is now, then, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I know where that is. I didn't know that was an old folks home, though.
They had big brick buildings.
Hmm. Yeah.
And they wouldn't sell them that great. There's a lot of graves back
there. Yeah. They're still there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's in that for? There's some tracks still uptown. Well, you know, was there the tracks that you used to go on? Or no? Or the street tracks
no.
Are gone?
Oh, they're gone.
Different one?
Used to be a big powerhouse right there in Monroe and Allen.
What is it? How they used to run the train or the cars by that?
Electric.
Electric.
On the trolleys at the top.
Uh huh. Had you telepole? Oh, I see. They ran on those wires all the way out there.
Yeah.
Oh. Was that the only way to get around back then? Was it by streetcars, or did people have cars then?
No, only one way to go down.
Streetcars was the only way to get down there.
Oh, you could walk down there.
Walk, yeah.
About 3-4 miles.
That's quite a ways. Was any horses around or anything back then, or was it all cars and stuff? Automobiles?
No automobiles.
Automobiles? Just streetcars.
No road, nothing.
No roads?
No
just
road.
Walk or streetcars, only way. Okay. The people used to go fishing down, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there carp ponds down that way?
Yeah.
Out there?
Carp pond was, you know where the old riverbed is?
Mm-hmm.
Right in there.
Carp ponds? How many was there?
There was two.
More than, yeah. I thought it was two.
One on that side and one on this side.
What was there? What was in there for? What did you do? Fish out of there or something?
Carp. Put a little carp in there. Put all the carp in there. And there was about, I'd say maybe 6 different seiners in there catching carp in the lake.
Hmm.
And they catch them there and put them in a slab of carp and put them in there.
Hmm.
And then when they ship a carload out, they ship a passenger coach, baggage cart. There was bins around like that, all tanks. You carry so much carp, you go out of them.
Oh,
all around.
They used to sell those things?
They used to make salmon out of them.
Oh, that's right. Sell them?
Can them.
Can
Jews would buy them.
Oh.
I worked for that myself.
What?
I was helping them. We had to climb a grade from the river way up like that to the front of the street there.
Load up fish.
And them was heavy as hell. They'd weigh them.
Mm-hmm.
200-300 pounds, and then you'd pull them up there and then dump them over in there.
Hmm. How'd you get them up there?
Carry them? Yeah, you had a box.
Uh-huh.
And put them there, you had handles on you.
Uh-huh.
He carried them there. Carried them up there.
Uh-huh. How'd you keep them alive? Did you put them in water or did you put ice in
there? Yeah, got a refrigerator in there and stuff.
Oh,
keep the water cold in there.
Oh,
hell, it's. Maybe send 40, 50 ton.
A day or so?
No, it's New York.
Hmm.
No, maybe once a month.
A month? Yeah, some bad. Sell those things, don't buy them.
I used to sing out there.
In the lake?
Carp.
Oh, in my. You sell them by yourself too?
Yeah. We didn't make nothing by it. I got more carp catching them with my hand in the creek up there.
What, was a lot of just loose around the creeks and stuff?
Huh?
Was a lot of fish just loose in the creek and stuff that you would catch?
Yeah, carp would go up in them creeks.
Get stuck up there and you catch them?
When you get up, then you got a live car out in the lake. Mm-hmm. Gotta put that in deep water. If you don't put it in deep water, about get a northeastern blow to kill every one of them. Get sand in their gills.
Oh, fish.
Huh. We have that thing on go put it on the lighthouse, then come back up for the canal.
Huh.
Even that deep water.
Yeah. They gotta be alive when you sell them though?
Yeah.
Gotta be alive.
Gotta be alive.
Did you trap any turtles or anything? I can't know.
Turtles?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've seen some of them. I see one turtle when I work on that dredge down there, firing on that. Others seen a dude. That turtle, I'm telling you, he was that big around. I bet his hind legs are that big around.
It is.
Just yellow as gold. He come from that cut all over this cut down.
Hmm. Oh, over in the marsh?
Yeah.
From Creek Marsh?
No, it was up when they're making them cuts in the state park. There.
Oh.
There wasn't no channels in there at all before.
No?
They made them channels in there.
And those channels down in the state park, cut all those in there?
Yeah.
Oh. What was over before, over state park?
Now? Well, their notion was to make like got Venice.
Oh.
Channels and boats.
Yes.
I want to put a cod oil over here.
Mm-hmm.
And you dive in the side, come up the other side.
Oh, like canals and stuff?
But they lost everything.
Huh. So it's a state park out of it?
I got $10 by Russell Matthews for digging 7 trees up right in the sand. I would dig them up in about 5 or 8 minutes.
Yeah.
We got $10 worth.
Mm-hmm.
And then they never planted them.
Hmm.
Oh, it froze and
died.
Roots was no good.
Huh. What kind of work did you used to do? Stuff.
Well, a fireman, engineer, that was just lately.
Yeah.
Well, about 16 years ago now. Worked through a paper mill, checking felts, beater room.
Mm-hmm. How did you make your day back then, when you used to work down there? When you first started?
About $30 a week.
That wasn't bad for back then, was it? That's about average back then.
I think I got $2.18 an hour at last there. But an engineer from Ohio, or Detroit, they would run engines around here.
Why?
They couldn't get enough money.
Money.
See, I didn't have a license to run. In Monroe, you didn't have to have a license. But Detroit and Toledo, you did.
Is that the plants right down here, or is that different one that you worked there?
No, the binder board up on Russell Street.
Oh, you mean talking about steel castings?
Yeah.
That one? Oh. I didn't know. I thought you worked at the one down here down in Elm.
No.
No.
I worked the River Raisin during the war. They laid one ship off. And it took me and Joe Burgess set it on the other side. So the side of the road was just building 2 mills over there then.
Oh.
And we would do nothing. That's when I was going road.
Mm-hmm.
I go over there and punch in and go back home. It wasn't fire here because I couldn't get enough men.
Oh, yeah. Was it during the war?
Huh?
Was it during the war?
Yeah. First World War.
These contract stuff on here for the war or no? You give them stuff or build them?
Well, that was binder board we made stuff from. We made them boxes for machine guns. Cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
And then we made a keg up there. The cover of the keg was about that thick. Yellow and blackboard, tarboard like.
Oh.
And around. And fill them full of powder and then go up to the flame and then drop them down.
You got mine? I never seen those before. Hmm. What, they put powder inside that box and you light it, throw it out or something?
No, just for their use up there.
Oh.
They use that powder for cannons and stuff, I guess.
Oh. What was your first car? Do you remember getting your first car?
About 1916.
What car was that?
Model T.
How much did it cost for your first one?
Well, I bought one for about $360, I think. I bought a 28 Chevy for $600 and some dollars.
How fast did how'd you start them back then?
We hadn't started on the last then, but when the first car we had, we had to crank them all. Buick, Hudson, Pontiac, and a crank them, and crank them.
Crank on, yeah.
Model T, the crank stayed right in there. They hung it up on the wire on this side outside.
How fast did those cars go?
We didn't have no speed on
them. That's what I'm wondering. Probably pretty fast.
I think we go 60 anyway.
Yeah.
I had a Nash. I would go 60 miles an hour.
How were the roads back then?
There
was no. It wasn't paved or nothing, was it? It was just like dirt.
No. Go to Detroit, you had to go in the dirt.
To Detroit?
Yeah.
Dirt roads then? No expressway or nothing?
Dirt roads. Right there between the River Raisin, the two mills there.
That
was an old dirt road. And my brother-in-law, Charlie Heath, he took horses for trade up to Detroit. Going with a horse and buggy and put tie one horse on the back.
How about uptown? Where you used to park your cars then? Was it places to park them uptown or no? Long Monroe Street or anything?
There's mostly horses.
Horses then?
We used to have a racetrack here.
Really? Who's that?
My uncle. He was a doctor, Dr. Dussel. He has some fast horses, what I mean. Racing buggy, you know?
He's racing in town? Or
right here. Right racetrack. Hmm.
Where was that at? Was that around here, the racetrack?
Yeah. It was on, I'd say it was on the end of Macomb Street. We out in there.
Was it buildings or anything, or just...
And horse buildings.
Horse buildings?
Right. If I grew them, I'd say about 20, I guess. That'd be horses from all over coming to race.
Yeah. Race for money, I imagine, too.
I used to go up there with my car and race around the track.
What were some of the stores out that was uptown? You know, like Penny's or something, or Sears back then?
There wasn't no Penny's. I don't know if it was a Sears or not. I don't believe there was.
No?
About two drum stores.
Was there any, like, hotels or restaurants or anything uptown?
Yeah. At the whole, right back of Penny's, or not Penny's, off Washington Street there, that corner.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
Right there? Hotel?
Big hotel there.
What was the name of it right
there? I don't know. They just tore that down lately, though, I'd say, last 8-10 years.
I remember that one. Was there any restaurants around then?
Right on Washington Street there. Right next to First Street.
Okay, yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah. Was there any restaurants or anything then?
Huh?
Was there a place to eat back then?
Hot dog stands.
Hot dog stands? Was there like no pizzerias or nothing back then? Italians?
No.
Didn't have no...
No. Was no Italians here then.
No? Who was here then? What nationalities was around then?
French.
French? That's about it? Wasn't there nothing else?
Oh, there were Germans. Oh, make. Wasn't no nigger, just one nigger was here.
That's it?
He was a darn good nigger. He was a plaster. He plastered our house one time upstairs. He lived to be 101. Well, he took care of that dump down there about 20 years ago.
Dump? No dump?
Yeah. That was off Raisin Point.
Oh, down this way? Down.
Down where Edison is now.
Edison? Yeah. Where did, where'd you live back? Did you live in town back then?
First Street.
First Street? Down, yeah, down that one, right?
Right next to that. This way from the auto equipment. Uh-huh. Consolidated.
Oh, was that where all the French people lived down that way?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Who's live uptown and some of, you know, the majority uptown people? Oh, was it Germans uptown?
Well, there was some Italians, like George's father. He ran a cool ice cream parlor, and the Duke Pioneer to put nickel in and play.
Yeah. Yeah. What was there to do uptown on weekends? Like, what was there, bars or something uptown? Something to do?
Yeah, there were saloons, but then a lot of women in there.
No? Just so, men?
Just men.
Like his women had to stay home or something. Could go uptown. What'd they get to do? Women, they just stay home?
I know.
Couldn't go uptown?
There wasn't women working that days either. In fact, they all met.
Yeah.
I think women all worked the rest of the days. Some of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cooney Island, that's the place we'd go. Get our hot dogs.
Hot dogs?
Used to be an atrium. You know where the track is on First Street? Just go up through town?
Yeah.
Well, we used to ride uptown for 3 cents.
Really?
We'd go to Lake Shore Railroad track. You used to have a depot there.
Uh-huh.
We'd get in the train, go up, and they run the atrium in the back.
Hmm.
I can remember when he used to say, "Why it's in the street, Monroe?" Every Saturday night, we take that fast train uptown.
Uptown? That's the quickest way to get around, though, probably. Yeah.
We had an Opry House on corner of 2nd and Washington.
Really?
And they had some darn good shows in there. They used to have stock companies. They come in and stay there for a week.
Hmm. Yeah. Didn't have no
Tom's Cabin and all them kind of shows like that.
Didn't have any movie theaters back then, or no? Or wasn't they around yet?
Yeah, they had one. It was Reapers.
Reapers?
5 cents to go in. They had a big horn sticking outside to play records. Music.
Movies have sound or no?
Huh?
Did movies have sound?
No.
Could you hear them? Was
you had still.
Still, you had to read them.
I know the guy used to sing for the picture. Had still pictures for the movie.
Still? Oh.
Like, it was still. Oh. And he'd sing about lovers and one thing and another like that. And Brumley, Alcade Brumley, he was a nigger. And he was a darn good nigger. And he used to play the piano.
Uh-huh.
I had a guy stayed by John McGowan. Or not John, that was his name now. No, it was Clark. He used to sing in there.
Really?
You know, he'd go up on the stage as the pitcher was. He sang about that pitcher.
Oh, he sang with the pitcher?
Yeah.
That's probably pretty hard to do. What's he got?